The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any other fantasy sport, there's a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, June 14th, and we've got ejections, all kinds of basketball controversy and hot takes coming your way.
Oh my God, nigga.
We'll talk about
it. Like a flat commercial. Y'all remember hot those takes. Two?
Yeah. Hot takes coming your way.
British Knights. Remember that shit, man?
Jenkins and Jones lights up when you walk.
Right.
We're also going to talk Booger Boy of the Week and some alien shit at the end, so stick around for sure. I know some of you who listen to the show for non-basketball reasons have been pointing out that we've been talking about a lot of basketball, but it's the playoffs, so we're talking about a lot of basketball, and that's what happens as always. Playoffs! Jenkins and Jones is hosted by my good friend LeJethro Jenkins, aka John.
What's up, Bubbas?
Dragonfly Jones, aka Tyler.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
I'm Mike. I really like that the white guy intro voices are like moving around the country and like picking up different dialects and accents as the show goes on.
I'm in goddamn Minnesota with it now and some shit.
I'm about to be talking like a Bobby's little mom now. You feel me? Like.
All right. Well, we all have to bow down and pay tribute to the prophet of our time, Sons and Four guy. Was correct after whooping that dude's ass. What did you guys think? First of all, Tyler, what did you think of the fight? I feel like you whooped that dude's ass so bad that he had to be correct when he said Suns in four.
Yeah, he was definitely favored, you know, by some higher power, because he beat somebody ass who had the higher ground on him. Like, bro, you overcame some, you know, monumental odds there. And not only did you whoop his ass, but you were talking shit to his homie while you were whooping his ass. Like, I ain't never seen no shit like that. But God damn, the Nuggets got mopped the fuck up, man. I mean, I think we all knew they weren't going to go far without Murray, but a fucking sweep, like, shit.
I'm tripping because old boy said, I'm fucking your boy up while fucking this boy up. That's that nigga, bro. You know, that's some bully shit. And then he hit him with the hockey. I mean, you know, he kept pressing B on the motherfucking controller over and over and over, dog. Like, that shit was crazy, dude. But I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not too surprised. They didn't have Murray. You know, Jokic got the boot. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Like, I'm not too surprised I'm getting that ass whooped like this. It doesn't surprise me.
You guys have pointed this out about crowd fights. That it's just always whoever is in the higher row. And if you're in the lower row, you should probably just put your hand up and move on with your life. But the way that dude beat that guy's ass, it was kind of like, if you were, you had superpowers, but you weren't trying to like let everyone know, but you were, you know what I mean? But you still had them for when you needed them, because it was like he beat the dude up and he was announcing his own fight and giving sports hot takes while beating the guy up.
That was a hell of an exclamation point. That was a hell of Suns and four at the end of the video. What a way to go out. You know what I mean? But old boy apparently like spilled, like poured a blue moon over him. And the fact that he's drinking blue moon is like, you kind of, you know, of course he whooped his ass. You know what I mean? The nigga getting drinking blue moon.
Blue moon is big in Blue Moon is big in Denver. I think it's like from Denver. So I can understand they got a monopoly on shit.
Think,
there.
But and way. I imagine Denver niggas get their ass whooped a lot. You know what I mean? Like, have you seen Denver's demo? Like, there's some getting your ass whooped ass niggas out there drinking Dimonet Blue Moon. You feel me? So it kind of adds up, man. But that shit funny as hell, dude. I can't believe that man got his ass whooped like that. So the way the old head was like, man, he said they finna call the police. He was really saying, like, you need to get the fuck out of here. You just got my ass whooped. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, the police said they gonna arrest the other nigga because you the victim out here. But anyway, you know, I respected how the OG handled the shit where everybody was laughing at his folly. You feel me?
Yeah, and then it was
basically I was gonna say, basically told that young man, bro, you're lucky you didn't die. Go home. Right? Like, that's basically what he said to that man. And he was right.
But see, also, nigga, of course they from Denver. When your boy is saying, I'm whooping your boy ass, and you gonna watch it? Nigga, bro, you gonna sit there?
I could not imagine.
I'm fucking your boy up, and you sitting there with a front row seat like shit cool? Like, it's just, you got a ticket to the show, nigga? Bro, you better throw, he ain't throw nan blowing that bitch, man. Fuck that nigga, you feel me?
Well, if you go to, it is the older we get, like, I'm glad I don't hang out, I intentionally don't hang out with people who make me ask these questions of myself. But if you go to a game with your friend, you're in your late 30s or whatever, you're getting older, you have your family at home, your friend gets super drunk on Blue Moon and is being a dickhead and pouring beers on people, I don't know, man. You know, I'll give you a ride to the urgent care or whatever, but I don't need to get my ass kicked over you being a prick.
I don't know, man. I'm the type of nigga that, right or wrong, I'm going to fight with you, and then afterwards, I'm going to call you a fuck nigga. You know what I mean? But, like, in the moment, we banging. We get our ass together. We whooping nigga ass together. Ain't no fair fights around this bitch. I want to get my loved ones home, and then I'm going to call you a fuck nigga in the car. You know what I mean? But, like, I ain't gonna sit and watch my homie get his ass whooped over no Blue Moon. We can't be on the internet looking like that. You feel me? I feel more embarrassed as a nigga watching my nigga get my ass whooped than actually get my ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Because you a whole bitch in that position. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, at least.
Sons and
at
four. Least sons who, and four.
Yeah. And you know, and at least homie who got beat up, he tried to sneak him, and you still got shit. Fucked up, right? So this dude overcame a cheap shot, overcame the lower ground, and still whooped that man's ass while talking shit and giving sports predictions. That motherfucker is a demigod. Who is this masked
he's
man?
Skip Bayless. He's Stephen A. Smith. And he's fucking Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson's punch out all in one dude.
That you see them slow ass punches a nigga threw too? He probably saw them fucking punches coming from like 2 days prior to that shit, nigga. You feel me? That motherfucker put his money in his pocket gingerly and then that motherfucker probably looked at him like motherfucking Spider-Man, like, bitch, I'm about to fuck this nigga up. You know what I mean? Like, weak ass nigga, you feel me?
Yeah, punch had a tracking number on it and right. Shit. Like, he got an email alert. He got
you
a Gmail
PSS
alert.
Like, punch, nigga. Fuck yeah. Me.
Bro got a Gmail alert. Bro got a Gmail alert. Like duck. Oh shit. Huh?
Right. He sent him a calendar invite.
Bitch, please, nigga. Like, fuck you, me.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like my whole life, anytime we've been in a situation like that, I've been a jump in. But since I had kids, I'm going out with someone who's throwing cheap shots and dumping beer on
you. Ain't gonna hang with a bitch ass nigga like that,
right? That's the thing.
It's not gonna be that fuck nigga, you know what I mean?
Right,
that dude had on that fake ass jewelry,
but maybe he really wanted to go to the game. And his friend had an extra ticket. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to find a way
look,
to.
His homie looked lame too. His homie looked lame as hell.
It's Denver.
Lame niggas of a feather flock together. You know.
By the way, we'll talk about actual basketball in a second. But you mentioned on the last pod about how ugly Suns fans are. And I thought, you know, I'm like, I don't know. I thought maybe you went slightly too far. But then they showed a dude who was simultaneously, he was wearing a Chris Paul jersey. And he was bald and had a mohawk. This is a logic puzzle.
Capital of the United States, bro. They're not normal ugly. They meth ugly. They drug ugly, nigga.
Meth.
You know what I'm saying? Them drugs like, be doing them like, oh boy. Them drugs pressing B on their
four.
Sons
and four.
Meth and four. Meth and four. Nigga.
Meth and four.
But this dude had the Homer Simpson. He had hair here, and then he was bald on top of his head, except for a mohawk.
Nigga, stop it.
Simpsons bro. Characters, dog.
I'm straight up Simpsons face ass niggas, bro. I ain't lying. Nigga, I saw the shit with my own too.
Booger Boy of the Week for the dude who dumped the Blue Moon on the guy who knew how to fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
handshake emojis in the chat. let's talk about the Jokic ejection. I thought this was the fucking I thought it was wussy. I thought it was real wussish that they ejected him for a frustration foul. I'm not even going to get into all the, he just MVP, you know, elimination game, et cetera, but I mean, it was, you know, John Morant, a bunch of dudes calling it soft. I just agree with that. Like, frustration fouls, especially in the playoffs in the backcourt, there's clearly no intent to injure him. He didn't throw a punch. You eject him straight over that. Like, he has one flagrant one in his career. You know what I mean? You toss him over that. I thought it was fucking soft as hell.
Go ahead, Tyler.
I was going to say, you know, I don't care if he got ejected because, one, the series was fucking over. Let's be completely honest here. And two, like, you know, if you're going to pull a cheap shot like that, bro, pick on somebody your own fucking size. You're 7 foot, 300 pounds going after a 6 foot, 180 pound dude. Yeah, get your weak ass out of here, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, try that shit with DeAndre Ayton if you're really frustrated and looking for a fight. Pulling that shit on a fucking point guard and you're a center. Nah, that shit was weak, bro. And I don't care if he got ejected. Fuck him. For that, I like Jokic. Let's be clear. I like Jokic. No, but that was some whole shit he pulled.
I don't think he meant to hit the nigga in the face, but he hit the nigga in the face. And he did cut back and hit the man in the face. There was no way he was stealing that fucking ball. All 7 foot of him swinging that way at a 6 foot dude. You know what I mean? He was frustrated. He did some whole shit.
It wasn't a good defensive move, but there's a lot of room between that and tossing the dude. The man hit the man in the face like bink,
you know what I'm saying? And the thing is,
too, I feel like especially the fact with the
they shouldn't even been playing the game. Nobody has come back from 0-3. Nobody. They should give them the option to even play game four. Why are we wasting our time here? Quitting is not a bad thing. Don't let people lie to you and say quitting. Sometimes your ass need to fucking quit, nigga. They was getting their ass whooped. They was just elongating. Is that the fucking term?
Okay.
Ass whooping.
We'll circle back and talk a little bit more about the game, but you actually just segued me into the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is exactly what you just mentioned. You guys have watched curling during the Olympics. You've seen curling. You know what I'm talking about when I say curling?
Yeah, yeah, the little broom ice rink shit.
Yeah, man. That weird.
It's like
bocce, fun as fuck.
Bocce ball, but with the sweepy thing.
If you drunk, yeah.
Well, to your point, Shar and I have been to, in North Dakota, we went to the World Curling Championships that I covered when I was in my early 20s. World Curling Championships in Fargo, North Dakota. And while there, I learned a lot about the culture of curling, which I did not know anything about other than that it was a really fun thing to watch at 3 o'clock in the morning with your friends in college during the Olympics. In curling, they have something that is basically what John just said. It is, we don't think it's honorable to keep playing when you've lost. We think it's honorable to admit defeat and go to the bar. So in a curling match, at any point when a team feels that they've lost, they just walk out and shake hands and say good curling, and then they go buy rounds for the team that won. That happens in the Olympics.
God, like, damn. That is my favorite sport ever.
Ingrained in the sport is, it could be the first round. If you feel like we don't have it today, the honorable thing to do is to walk out and say, you got us. Good curling. Shake hands. We're going to the bar. You know? And I think this was a game four is a great example of a good curling moment for basketball. You're down 3-0. You're not winning the series. You're going to drag this shit out. Just say good curling. Fucking buy him around and go on vacation. You know what I mean?
Will Barton was like, I'm not quitting. I'm not quitting. I'm like, nigga, quit, bro. I ain't mad. It's okay to quit, bro. Don't lie to the people. You know, like, I mean, ain't no need to. You set a bad example for kids, yo. You letting them tell them to waste their motherfucking time, bro. We all wasting our time here. Sit your ass down. You just got your ass beat a little bit more. Caught a couple more, you know, boots to the face out here, bro. Quit, nigga. Shit. Stay down, nigga.
Stay down.
Stay down, nigga.
Sons in four.
Sons in four. Sons in four, nigga. Feel me.
We talked about it on the last episode, but I mean, fuck. The Suns are so much fun, and I'm just actively rooting for them really hard at this point. I mean, of all the teams left in the playoffs, like, by far to me, that's the best storyline and the most fun team to watch. Am I crazy? Are you rooting for the Suns?
They haven't lost a game since Bron left them niggas.
Yeah.
Since Bron left them niggas, they ain't lost. They been killing motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're the most impressive team this postseason. And I don't know, with the way that shit's shaking out in the East right now, with, you know, Embiid not at 100%, with the Nets might not be able to get past Milwaukee, with Kyrie and Harden pretty much out for the series. Phoenix might could take all this shit. They might could. We'll see.
Let's talk about
the Jazz. You see him beating the Jazz?
I think they could, yeah.
I would like to see them beat the Jazz. That would be fun. That'd be a fun series. And it'd be even
I'll tell you what.
Suns win.
If it ends up Suns Jazz, I will be like almost to the point of buying jerseys rooting for the Suns.
And that jersey ain't bad either, though.
The jerseys, I like the jersey. Back
when in particular is, that, oh, yeah. You know, that shit go crazy, dog.
Yeah.
I had a Charles Barkley. That was the first sports jersey I ever had. I had a Charles Barkley Suns jersey when I was a little kid that my parents got from Sears for, like, on discount clearance.
Did you fuck with Barkley?
Yeah.
You was a real nigga then. You fuck with Barkley too, didn't you, Tyler?
Hell yeah, I love Barkley.
Yeah, I didn't fuck with Barkley back then. I was brainwashed back then. I had to break up out of that shit, though. You feel me?
Churchy Boy John, not
yeah,
liking
Church Boy John, man.
Not liking the guy who swears. And
yeah, it wasn't swearing. It was like I was Team Jordan, and I thought he was a good guy, and I thought Barkley, you know what I'm saying, was the antagonist, you know what I mean? And
Barkley never fucked with anyone who didn't deserve it. You never hear about him picking fights or being a bully. People fuck with him, and he just doesn't take it, and then they paint him as the villain for that shit.
I was a young
He's the Sons and Four guy. He's the Sons and Four guy. He's not starting fights.
Exactly.
It's just, if you dump a beer on me, I'm going to mess your nose up.
What's crazy, grow up, right. You know, that's the type of nigga I want to hang with. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather hang with him than MJ. Shit, I think Barkley's going to have a whole bunch of fun, you know what I mean? But, you know, Church like Boy the- John, you know?
I like the idea that Church Boy John opened up the New York Times and saw the I'm not a role model ad and went, mm-mm-mm.
That, come on. Come on, Chuck. Come on.
What are you come doing, on, Chuck?
Charles?
Who's going to show me how to be a man, Chuck?
Right. My daddy ain't here. I need you, Chuck. I don't know that nigga, dog. Facts, though. I needed that nigga and he wasn't there. God damn, bro.
He was, as it turns
niggas
out,
don't be
teaching
having
you
dads,
some lessons.
Man. He ain't know that shit. God damn, man. Shit.
Woo. I can't believe it. You are really the hypothetical kid that I think never exists in these scenarios. Like, I'm like, you know, like, man, people don't, kids don't look to these guys to be their dads and shit. They just like them because they think they're cool and they're badass and they hoop well. And ain't nobody stressing out over Chuck saying bad words, but you actually were the kid who I didn't think existed in these situations.
I wasn't like, looking wild. For a dad. I'm just talking shit. But yeah.
I think
I think it was weird he said that. You know what I mean? I didn't like the statement. You know what I mean?
That's a two Americas thing though, Tyler, because I would say the whitest thing about me is that I find myself pointing out good behavior from Vincent's favorite athletes to him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. White people love doing that shit with their kids. Like we were watching Dodgers games, be like, look at how Mookie picks his teammates up when they're upset.
that's good. That's solid though, because you're using somebody he looks up to.
Right.
Try to model behavior. You know, that makes sense.
I don't know what I would have done if my dad had ever been like, you know, my mom had said, look at how Michael Jordan did. You know what I mean? It's like, all right.
Nobody ever did that. It was all me and Jesus coming up with these ideas, dog. I mean, my pop wasn't there, but I wasn't looking for a dad. Jesus is telling me that's wrong, you know what I mean? So
Jesus would have let that dude beat him up in the bar without throwing him out the window. That's what you
see, though.
You know those hot takes you post on social media? Well, now you can win up to $5,000 when you put those takes to the test on FanDuel. It's a new game called Over Under, and it's absolutely free to play on FanDuel. Here's how it works. FanDuel will set lines on things like total points or three-pointers made during every NBA on TNT broadcast. All you have to do is pick over or under for every prop. Your picks could win you a share of $5,000 during every contest. FanDuel is the exclusive home for over-under, and it's available in all 50 states, so you can play from anywhere. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/over-under and sign up now if you haven't done so already. Just create a new FanDuel account if you don't already have one. It takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Then put your takes to the test during every NBA on TNT broadcast at FanDuel.com/overunder. They could be worth up to $5,000. Age and local restrictions apply. See FanDuel.com for terms and conditions. So, you're a sports fan. That's why you're listening. But if you're considering getting in on the fun of sports gambling, I want to let you know about a great resource, the Action Network. The Action Network is where fans go when they're ready to bet smarter and turn a profit betting on sports. In fact, their free Action Network app was recently named the best app in sports betting. With the Action app, you can see the latest picks and articles from Action Network gambling experts, as well as personalities like Colin Cowherd. You can compare odds from different sports books and track every bet you make so you always know how your picks are doing. So, the game means more to you. Download the free Action Network app and start betting smart. Let's talk about Jazz Clippers. Jazz up 2-1, but Donovan Mitchell's ankle could kind of spell doom. Paul George was being very unfunny in game three. What do you got? Where do you guys think that series is going?
I think we got to see what Conley's diagnosis is. You know, he missed the last game. But I just don't believe in the Clippers. I haven't believed in the Clippers for, you know, ever since Kawhi and PG linked up there, since this whole iteration of them. But we'll see. I don't have them getting past the Jazz. I think Donovan's going to go fucking crazy, you know, for a couple more games to get him out of here.
How good is Donovan in the playoffs?
Ridiculous.
Like, you know, Donovan is like good. Like, obviously he's like all-star caliber player, but like he becomes like super nigga in the playoffs, dog.
You know, like, I mean? 37 points per game and shit in the playoffs. Right. Like, what the nigga's fuck?
So who is different? This dude? Right, he got that switch, man. Like, I love watching. I hate that he got a Jazz jersey. You know, we talked about this, but I love watching that man play. He is fun. So I just don't see, like you said, I just don't see it happening, bro. It was somebody said that like Paul George is the LeBron James of Chris Middleton's. Chris Middleton's the LeBron James of Chris Middleton's, not Paul George.
Someone sent that to us when we were doing Jenkins and Jones on Patreon. I wish I remembered his handle because that's the funniest shit we've ever gotten on a reader submission.
He's the LeBron James of Chris Middleton. So I just don't see Paul George, you know, toughening up and, you know, I just don't see him dragging his nuts. It just ain't happening.
They're asking him about Joe Ingles in the post-game presser, and he was, like, trying to – it's just everything he does looks like he's imitating someone he saw on TV. Yeah.
He's making Joe Ingles a villain, a fucking social studies teacher.
I don't care. I don't care about him. It's just like, come on, dog. Like, it just doesn't feel natural to him. And maybe I'm wrong, but to me, it comes off very, like, this is what I've seen in the Nike commercials. Like, this is – you know what I mean? I don't know.
His hairline is incredible, though. Have y'all paid attention to that?
It is.
I mean, it's phenomenal. It is phenomenal. The man,
I feel like he's squandering it with braids. You know, I think you need to go with like a little mini fro, maybe a little low cut there to really flaunt that beautiful motherfucking hairline you got.
He got that thick ass shit. I think I would do some young nigga braids, bro. Like the twisties, but you can still show the hairline too with the plaits, nigga. But, like, yeah, the braids, the way he got the braids, he ain't really showing how plush that motherfucking hairline is right now, bro. That's the best part of being Paul George. Not the that hairline is astounding, bro. And he got the forever one where, like, even if it goes back a little, it'll still look normal because his fucking forehead is, like, an inch and a half.
You know what I mean? Like, it's right above his eyebrows. So even when it gets pushed back, it's going to be like, yeah.
He can lose an inch of hairline and still have an incredible hairline, bro. Like, dog.
A lot of margin for error there with that very immaculate hairline. Right.
My brother has that. We used to tell him he had a two head.
Oh, lucky man. Can't hit a shot when it matters, but the hairline's still plush in off season, nigga, when you're in fucking Cabo, nigga.
They pay you either way, regardless of how you're making the shot. So maybe he's got the right idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with quitting. Fuck it.
Well, at least he gets made fun of for performance. I mean, KD and LeBron get made fun of for their actual appearance of how their head looks, which I personally would take that harder.
Bro, like, I mean, they said KD don't care about nothing but hoops, nothing, zero thing else. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, but his head is basically balance. You know what I mean? If he had fucking waves with that fucking basketball game,
that would be completely unfair.
I mean, it'd be like, nigga, really, dog? Like, he had the 360s with that motherfucking game, with that fucking 9-foot fucking jumper, you know what I mean? Release point. Nigga, come on, dog. Like, so yeah, I think it's just balance.
I mean, it's like a cruel twist of fate that he's 7 foot tall with that hair, and he has the only job on the planet that makes you get filmed by cameras above you. Like, right. It's really just athletes that get filmed from above.
Do you think he cares? I feel like he doesn't give a fuck. Cause he's, I even when he had like a solid haircut, it seemed like he didn't brush it. He's a nigga that, he might brush his shit backwards. He one of them niggas, dog. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him in the bathroom like brushing his shit like this, nigga. Oh no, man.
Yeah, I don't know. What's he gonna do though? Like, I think once you're rich and bald, you're in a tough spot. You're rich, famous, and bald. You're in a tough spot because you could afford to do something about it, but everyone would know you did it, which means you're gonna hear the same jokes anyway.
I mean, fuck them broke ass niggas. If I was rich like that,
you get to take care of. I wish I could
give a fuck about what I thought.
You'd have butt hair on top of your head already.
I wish I would give a fuck about what I thought if I was KD. If I had KD money, I'd be like, fuck that nigga. You 5'11", nigga. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Bro. What the hairline do for you, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Bitch.
Shit, nigga. Bron be out here sweating his fake hair out in games in front of on national television for all of us to see. You didn't start that game with that ball spot, motherfucker, but you got it now. Bron doesn't give a fuck, dog. And that's how I would be if I really gave a fuck about my hair that much, I'd say.
That nigga had a piece at one point. He had the headband on him. It pulled the meat. It pulled the piece back. You can see the meat up under this shit. And he was like, yo, tuck your hairline in, dog. Nigga had to tuck his hairline in. Tuck your hairline in, bro. God damn. Woo-wee, shit.
I don't know if it's a balance, but I find it incredibly comforting that these dudes worry about this shit while they're getting paid $30 million a year to play basketball.
Couldn't give a damn about me
trying out the, he's trying out the different spray on hair, like
Savannah, what
then he's going back to
nigga, you don't get the fuck out of my face with this shit. I'm tired of this shit, nigga. She probably been telling his ass to bald out since motherfucking 2017. Bald it out, baby. God damn, nigga. Strug, man. Struggling. Sheesh.
Let's talk about Nets Bucks. Really shitty injury for Kyrie. Landed on Giannis. Just the typical ankle flip over. Really bad one. What are you thinking? I mean, Nets, no Harden, no Kyrie. Blake went out too. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we had discussed before, and I said that I would not be surprised if the Bucks beat them, but the Bucks have looked very shitty this series. And now, you know, Kyrie might be out for the rest of the series. It's going to be a lot it's going to be a lot for KD and those narrow shoulders to bear here, but we'll see. We will see.
This is why, I mean, you have to trade for Harden, but this is why you also don't do that, because now it's just fucking,
it's what KD you talked about,
and a bunch of bums. And the thing is,
KD it'll be and hard Bruce to Brown win. Now.
Right. Bruce Brown and that weak ass floater.
You talked about that when they made the trade. You said, I know you have to make the trade, yeah. But they had a lot of really impressive depth to put around already an all-time player that they had.
But I mean,
in KD and Kyrie.
But Kyrie leaving is going to make it hard regardless. But you're not out there with nobody. Like, he's out there ass fucking naked, booty butt naked in front of everybody. The motherfucker ain't got shit. I mean, dog, they were trying to pass the ball to him in a way that looked like rec league. You know what I mean? When like that one kid that could get a bucket and everybody else had zero fucking game. just give the ball to that dude. That's what it looked like out there, where it was just so, like, they were throwing three people at him at times, and he was still trying to force it into the cup. Bro, it's just like, there's no way they can win with just KD. And it also made me rethink what I said about KD being the best player. I don't think at this age, Bron could have made it happen, but Bron makes other people better in ways that KD can't, which will make a team more dangerous, like how he did in 2018. It's not 2018, but, you know,
that's my next question for both you guys is, like, there was a lot of interesting dialogue on Twitter where I almost felt like KD was kind of being treated like a young superstar and not like an all-time great that he's ascended to, where it's like, well, he's going to be missing this guy and this guy. And it's like, he's Kevin Durant. He's not missing himself. Like, obviously it really hurts. You lose all-stars. I mean, that hurts anybody, but would anyone have said that about Bron? Kyrie goes down and you know what I mean?
What age is KD?
33. 32, 33.
You see what they did to him with the Lakers with his first season. You know what I mean? Yeah. He was hurt and they still said he's cooked.
But it is, KD, I'm not, you know, none of us are people where, like, you discount his championships because he went to the Warriors, but it is a little bit like you need two other Hall of Famers on the court. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
But there's literally Harris? He's going to be the guy to save the day? Like you said, Brown?
It had to be.
Brown? I haven't watched Brown. I haven't paid attention a lot to Brown. Is he a good defender or something? Like, is he in the league off of that, like, cut floater ass? That's the only thing I've seen him do.
He's a solid bench guy. Yeah.
Okay.
That's about where he fits it.
He's not. Okay. He was not signed to be taking game winners.
Yeah, he was not signed to be Robin in the fucking playoffs, right?
He's Ace the Bat Hounds at best. Yes, he's probably more like the dude who changes the oil on the Batmobile. But, like,
right.
He's Alfred's assistant. You know,
and he's hella good at being Alfred's assistant, basically. Right.
Right.
Okay, it makes sense. All right.
Here's a question. I wanted to ask you guys, were you watching the game when Kyrie did the ankle?
Yeah.
How do you physically respond to seeing video of injuries like that?
It's just, it freaks me out. It grosses me out, but I'm so old that I'm kind of in a place like, I'm so glad I don't do anything that anymore that will put me in that situation. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I feel terrible for Kyrie that it happened. You know, it gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies seeing it, but I'm like, thank God that's not part of my life anymore. I do not fucking play basketball. I do not do anything strenuous. So that's some shit I do not have to worry about. But for the grace of God, go I or some shit, right? Right? Like, that's basically how I feel when I see these injuries, you know?
I respect that. I'm fully heebie-jeebies. Like, I saw the video and I was all twisted. I get, like, twist up. Ugh, like, I cannot watch that shit. I found out recently some sports fans like that. Like, they're not rooting for people to get injured, but there's people who will, like, watch the video intentionally on Twitter. You know what I mean? I'm like, this shit just, like, fucks my whole mood up.
That's FOMO. That's like, I have to see what happened. I think I'm that nigga. I probably won't like it, but I have to see what happens. You know what I mean?
But you don't watch it. You don't like, you're not going to watch it tomorrow again.
I'm not going to watch it.
But there's people like that. Those videos, the views still go up a couple of days later. You know what I mean?
I'm not on that shit. I mean, the ankles aren't that. Ankles are so common to me. Like, even the ankle touching the ground, like, ankles are kind of common. You know what I mean? Like, but it's the knee shit that's like, woo.
Yeah.
The knee shit, the bone breaks, like what happened to Paul George. I mean, remember when that happened to PG?
Yes.
The dog, his narrative is, we forgot that happened. We should be happy he's even who he is now. I literally forgot that fucking happened. He's a joke after coming back from that fucking injury. Bro, trying is truly trash. You did all of that, came back from that injury. You know what I mean? To be like
to have people on the internet make fun of you.
To clown the fuck out of you, bro. Like, nigga, I'm happy I can walk, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Wow, I forgot that happened. He is just absolutely just the dude that gets clowned on Twitter now. That is crazy.
Main thing I will always remember about that PG injury is Derrick Rose looking at that shit and power walking the fuck out of there, like oh hell no, and just hauling ass. Like, and Derrick Rose has had his share of injuries too, and he saw some shit that freaked him out. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, yeah, that PG injury was wild. His foot was laying on the ground, not in the way a foot should have been laying on the ground. You know what I mean?
His lower leg bone snapped, bro. Like, bro, like that, bro, it's
I would be the dude on the court dry heaving if I saw and heard that happen. You know what I mean? It's just, it's not for me, bro.
You'd be walking out the room like Bob's Burgers again. Bob's scooting ass nigga.
Also in the Bucks Nets game, Tyler tweeted about this. PJ Tucker, they called it a foul, but it was a clean block. PJ Tucker blocked a Kevin Durant jump shot, which I feel like is like collecting all the Pokemon or something. Like, that is a feat over and above playing basketball.
Fucking 6'5", 83-year-old PJ Tucker ascended to the heavens and touched the hem of God for a brief moment. And they took it from him.
You're an artiste, man. You really are. That was a hell of a fucking sentence right there, dog.
Thank you.
But what, we've been talking about this for like 7 years. The pod, I think, is like 5 years old, and we've been talking about this for longer than that.
Talking about it since before you knew me. Yeah.
Right. Like, dog, like, bro. And it finally happened, and they stole it. That's fucked up. But PJ been putting a
PJ
been getting scrambling it, out here.
Yeah.
Ever since that kiss in the mouth, it's been up.
We've seen KD struggle with shorter defenders who can get all up in his shit a bit. Right. Like, he had these same troubles with Chris Paul of all, you know, you got a fucking foot on Chris Paul, and Chris Paul was giving you, you know, some fucking fits. But you know what I didn't like was fucking Steve Nash. You know, I appreciate coaches going to bat for their players. If you heard the shit he said about PJ Tucker, some of the things he did was not physical, you know, it was physical, but it wasn't basketball. And I hate that shit because, like, Steve Nash is, said this not real basketball shit a couple times. Said it about Trae Young, you know what I mean? And I'm like, bro, say it with your chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, call these motherfuckers out who you want to call out. You know, call the refs out, say, hey, stop falling for Trae Young shit. Call the refs out, say fucking, you know, get that whistle a little tighter on PJ. Don't, I am crestfallen at what has become of this basketball game that I felt so deeply in love with. Don't tell me this isn't real basketball, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, say it with your chest. Say exactly what you mean to say, dude.
Oh, crestfallen.
He's Canadian. That's probably what it all is. He's a Canadian nice motherfucker. Yeah.
How is a dude who came to prominence in the way that Steve Nash did? He was this dude doesn't play real basketball. Right, like, he's part of a system that's not real basketball, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
dribbling through the paint, you know, doing figure eights and shit. Now you're like, bro, yeah, but I don't know, man. Like,
but yeah, dude, you make enough money. Criticize the refs.
Steve
Nash makes enough money to talk shit about the refs. Talk shit about the refs if you want to talk shit about the refs. Don't say Trae Young is a fucking, you know, snake oil salesman, like
a charlatan
pretending to play the game we love.
exactly. That's probably what I don't like about Steve Nash. You're aiming at these players when you should be aiming at the rest, bro. Misguided shit.
I don't think
do you think they've been letting PJ get away with shit?
I don't. Like I said, I do appreciate coaches who go to bat for their players, and that's what he was trying to do here, but in a roundabout way where he was shitting on another guy in the league. You know, I can't fuck with that.
Unnecessary.
I'll say this though. He's got the Draymond playbook open, and I wouldn't say that he's being dirty, but he's closing out around the landing zone. I think it was pretty clear to me he was doing that intentionally. He's not doing it like sliding his foot under someone, but he's definitely, you can see he's trying to get in KD's head with the way he's playing him around his legs, which I think is probably what Steve Nash is referring to. I don't think it's dirty. I think it's the only way you can play defense on a 7 foot tall jump shooter. But I don't know. But that's the impossible thing for basketball, which is why the league made a conscious decision to basically do away with defense, is that the only way to defend the aliens in the league is to put them at a much greater risk of injury. It's to make them uncomfortable jumping, to make them uncomfortable using their athleticism. So I think he's maybe he's pushing the envelope a little bit. I don't at all agree with Steve Nash that he's being physical outside of basketball.
Yeah, there's nothing unbasketball about what PJ is doing to me. And I haven't necessarily noticed like the, you know, getting into the landing zone thing. I'll pay more attention to it.
He's playing to his base, but he's 6'5". I mean, you know what I mean? Like, what? He's not going to jump up and pack the ball down. Like,
right.
I don't know. Sixers Hawks. Is this a good curling series or what?
Yeah, it's good curling. It's good curling time. It might be.
Trae Young, like, is not going to quit. I was thinking about this, how Nick is like, I'm watching the Nuggets game, whatever, but like, dog, like, these people are really trying. Everybody knows the series is over, but them. Do you think Trae Young really thinks they're going to win? Or do you think that the Nuggets really thought they'd come back from like down 3-0? I think that I do. And I think that's part of them being aliens as humans, because I think a normal human would be like, yeah, look at what's going on around them.
My semi-informed answer would be that it's the job. You prepare, you show up, you work hard. But I think especially in basketball, maybe more than any other sport, you could see in the Nuggets game tonight the moment when everyone was like, okay, cool. Like, we went far enough, and that's, you know what I mean? Like, but if they really felt that way, you wouldn't have the handshakes and hugs right after the game. If they really were like, you know? So, I mean, I do think there's people who are better at flipping into that mode. Trae Young will be one of those guys for sure. But no, I mean, I think you're a professional about it. And then you say goodbye to Chris Paul and wish him luck. You know, you tell Monty Williams you're rooting for him.
I would have been making my plans for the offseason already. Like, you know, I mean, we're down 3-0. I'm like calling my lady up like, yo, what are you trying to do? Like, let's hit some flights up. You know, I'll give you the
You think MPJ card. Doesn't know where he's going after the game tonight?
Okay. MPJ got that shit mapped out.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? But he's still going to come out and shoot the fucking shit out of it. Like,
that's just what he do. You know, that's MPJ shit. You feel me? It's probably more natural for them to go crazy than to not. You know what I mean? Like, because they're like, MPJ is one of those type of players. You feel me? So
you think it's Sixers no matter what? Basically, you guys are, we're just watching to see if Trae Young drops 50 or does something cool, basically.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wrapperooski.
I'm with you. All right.
What do y'all think the finals is?
Shit. I mean,
niggas don't give a fuck. It's,
I mean, there's no clear cut favorite at this moment, right? Like,
I'm enjoying the journey, John.
Yeah. Just taking it all in.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think since we got to the second round of the playoffs, it's like anyone winning the championship is going to be a crazy story. And probably the last time, it's probably going to be one of those championships that when you look at a 50-year history of the NBA, you're like, how the fuck did the Suns win one? You know what I mean? So I'm just going to enjoy that it's a weird year. You know, it's like the Mavs year or something. You know what I mean?
Okay,
it's like,
okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
But all of the everyone's won it for the last 30 years, teams and players are out of it. So I think if the Nets win it, I think that's sort of the least interesting outcome to me. You know, I wouldn't personally love a Clippers championship all that much. but I kind of feel like the Suns team has it a little bit. I don't know.
I think the Clippers championship would be I know you're not going to like this, Mike, but I low-key want to see it, because I want to see what happens. Because I really think nobody will care. They'll have a parade. It'll be empty. It'll be so weird. It'll become like a – like, you know.
Don't you think it would be kind of the same thing for the Nets? I mean, with the exception – I mean, I know they have fans in New Jersey.
Not to that extent, no, because I think there's actual Net fans. I think the Nets would have – like, there's
in Brooklyn, though, like, you know what I mean? Like, in New York, where they currently play,
I know Net fans, I don't know Clipper fans. Like, I know people that, like, off the strength of Brooklyn, like, yo, I'm fucking with the Nets, you feel me? Like, But I don't know a Clippers fan. Do we know a real Clippers fan?
I do. I have a couple of friends, but I tweeted this a couple of years ago and got blocked by all the Clippers accounts that, like, there are no real Clippers fans. There's just like lonely haters who like grouped together and decided to root for the Clippers. You know what I mean? they found each other and they formed a community. You know what I mean?
They're the ugly friends that decided to befriend each other. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, we have an identity. It's like, you're not going to talk to each other the day after you graduate high school. This is a coping mechanism. Your whole life.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Let's talk about aliens. Okay, hold on. Adam, our producer Adam is chatting us. Billy Crystal is the only Clippers fan they have. Billy Crystal is the same way, man. He couldn't, you know, the Lakers tickets back in the day for the celebrities cost a lot of money, and Billy's a frugal guy. That's my feeling. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Malcolm in the Middle dude too, man, right? Like, he's a Clippers fan. What was Eddie?
They have a couple. They have a couple like they have those. Billy Crystal, I guess, used to be like not a B-list celebrity. They have some B-list celebrity Clipper fans. You know,
was it like Elton Brand? That's what did it. They were like, oh yeah, this is the guy. This is my guy.
Hey, the Clippers were cool as fuck in the early 2000s. Though we can't take that from them. With you know, yeah, the motherfucking the Knuckleheads, yeah. But you know, McGetty and Quentin Richardson and Darius.
I like those.
They were cool. They were cool, but. Not enough to, you know, root for life. No.
McGetty was so good, but that's nobody it. That's cared. What
Corey McGetty. That's solid. It. But yeah. That's what pulled Vince Staples in. That's how they got Vince Staples. He loved all that baggy short shit.
Corey McGetty, that's crazy. I remember he left Duke early, and Coach K was so mad. Because he played like fucking 12 years in the league. Yo, he's supposed to lead that motherfucker. Fuck you, me. Coming off the bench, you know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about aliens. Okay. If we could talk about aliens. Fuck yeah. Fuck basketball.
Fuck yeah.
Alien time. Late on a Sunday night. Tyler, you tweeted this, and it's like it was like exactly my fucking thoughts about aliens. Someone says something to you about, do you think there's aliens? And you just pointed out basically how big the fucking galaxy is. What did you say?
Right. Like, they have estimated that there's 300 million planets just in our galaxy, just in the Milky Way, not in the entire universe, just in our galaxy, 300 million planets capable of sustaining life. So if you think that there's not at least a 1 in 300 million odd that there's life within our own galaxy, and there's fucking what, 125 billion galaxies? Like, bro, right. if you don't believe aliens exist, you just don't fucking believe in math, bro. It's that simple.
Let me put it like this. We haven't explored 60% of the oceans on the planet we live on. Right. There's 300 million life-sustaining planets in our galaxy. 300 million, the same number of people that there are in this country. That's how many planets there are that could sustain life. And then when you zoom out from our galaxy, it's one of 100 plus billion galaxies
right
in the universe. Like, there are for sure aliens. There might literally be this exact planet in another galaxy 80 billion galaxies away doing the exact same thing we're doing. They just also can't fly between galaxies.
Right. Are you getting on some multiverse shit now?
The leading quantum physicists are heavily tilted towards the multiverse because it's like one of the only ways that that antimatter, the dark matter that we know exists because of gravity, is one of the only ways it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Is that, like, there has to be something outside of what we've got. The question for me is, like, we are so small in the universe. Like, are we just ants that evolved religion? Or, like, what is the deal? You know what I mean? Do we really have some sort of divine zzz, or is it just a weird coincidence?
Yeah, it's such a rare coincidence. It's such a rare string of coincidences that led to humans being here, right? Like, fucking, you know, they theorized that a fucking meteor crashed here with microorganisms from somewhere else that, you know, developed the single cell organisms in the ocean and fucking, you know, simple organisms that branched out and then we evolved, you know, fucking hundreds of million years later. So it's just like a string of serendipitous shit that happened. So I don't know. I think it could possibly play out where it's some shit similar to us played out with another planet where aliens kind of probably do look like us and shit. I don't think that's out the realm of possibility.
Are we smart enough to decide what makes sense? Like with like black matter, do we truly know enough? Like to say like that, this is how that makes sense. I don't know if we're there yet. That seems pretty arrogant on our part. You feel me?
Antimatter is like when you, you're in bed and you feel something scratching you under your sheet and you're like, it must be a rock there. And you're digging around for it. You can't find the rock. You know, based on what's happening, that there's something there. Like it's basically no just a variable.
There's no light to see what is existing in those areas, right? Like, and I think the majority of like the universe is black matter, correct?
Yeah, like 60 something percent, I believe, of all matter that is not detectable to us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they know that because the reason they know this, it's actually a constant in an equation, is they can, there's calculations, some of them not even that complex, of gravity, of the way planets move, the way things bend around planets. And the calculations only make sense with some X amount, a constant, the same number in every equation, something that we can't see that's pulling a certain amount of things. But this is the reason why Earth has not just gone flying away from the sun. Something's keeping it from doing that. We know it's gravity, but based on our size in the sun, we know that there's more things at play in that equation than we can actually see.
That makes sense.
But I think I just read like a couple weeks ago that someone has found a way to actually map the shit. Like that there's some light spectrum that's allowing them to get into how much dark matter there is or isn't. I might have to look that up for the next show. John looks like John's about ready to tap out.
No, I was trying to figure out how do you figure that out mathematically, like and mapping it mathematically. I wonder how you use math to figure that out. I think that's crazy.
Aliens.
our interactions with aliens. That's how we figure that out. Maybe.
I'm just saying they're out there.
Yeah.
Maybe they're smarter than us.
I think it's just so. It's how ridiculous is it to question that?
It's egotistical.
Like how silly. It doesn't make any sense at all to question that.
It's egotistical.
I mean? It's just. It makes no sense.
But humans are egotistical.
But how egotistical do you have to be to ignore it or afraid of what you know? There has to be fear, ego. It's all things that you know that aren't respectable that cause people to think this way. You know what I mean?
How egotistical do you have to be to think that 300 million planets in our galaxy multiplied times 125 billion galaxies, and you were born on the one planet?
Have you ever really tripped off the fact that you exist, though? Have you ever really thought about that?
Yes.
And I get to the point where like I just can't think about it anymore because it's low key overwhelming the fact that we're here. You know what I mean? Whew, shit.
Sometimes when I'm driving, I'll just be like, it'll just hit me that it's like, why is there like there's a road here? You know what I mean? Like
I'm gonna be sometimes. I bug out on like my perception of reality. Is my perception of reality actually like, does what I see actually exist? And I'll be like walking on like fucking sidewalk or shit and shit and be thinking like, kind of like some Matrix shit, you know what I mean? But like not actually, but I feel like all of it could disappear at any second. And I get really bugged out by that shit. And
you guys remember I read you that passage from the book about the asteroid that hit the Earth that killed the dinosaurs?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think about that since I read that passage. I'll be walking and I'll think about that. Like, what if 1 second from now? Like, you know what I mean? Because the way that was written, you wouldn't even see it. The world would just be over.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
the
skies, you know, if I think about it right now, I'll start getting dizzy. Like,
that's the feeling. That's the feeling I get is dizziness. Yes. I'm like, it's just
like dizziness between your nuts and your belly button.
Bro, because you can't really fathom, like you can't really have, you don't, there's no answers to this shit. You know what I mean? I remember back in the day, like in college, I would be looking at like a circle and be wondering if somebody else sees a square, but we both were taught it's called a circle. So what's a square to me is actually a circle to them, or, you know what I mean? Like, what we see is, we call it the same thing, but we're seeing totally different things.
It's the blue perception. And black, or the white and gold dress. Like, yeah.
I mean, but no, but like, actually, like, I'm looking
at that's really how people's shape. Brains are, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and so, like, yeah, dude, if I was in their brain and I saw things from their brain, how different would it look? You know what I mean? And are we calling different things the same thing because we've agreed upon that? Does that make sense? I guess to me, like, I just... But how do we know that? How will we ever find that shit out?
You're just right that it's different. Like, there's just like different cultures think that some things taste good that you, based on where you grew up, you just would not, like, it would just taste different to you. You know what I mean? It just wouldn't taste good. Like,
no,
like some people come to America and they taste the, like, all the fat and sugar we have in food, and it tastes like fucking cancer to them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they can't eat it.
But that makes sense, right? Like, it makes it, like, that makes sense because it's like, there's actually something to taste or whatever, right? I'm saying, like, this right here is rectangular to me and it looks like a particular shape. Maybe the shape to you looks different, but you call it a rectangle because we've agreed that that's what it's called. You know what I'm saying? But to you, this may look like a triangle, but you call it a square. But to me, your triangle is a square to me. You feel what I'm saying? Does this make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, man, we can't truly decide we can't find out whether that is real or not. You know what I'm saying? If orange to you is blue to me, whatever, you know what I mean? Unless I go in somebody else's brains and perceive the world from their eyes. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. This is the fucks me up, y'all.
Aliens.
What keeps me up at night, yeah. Sons of four.
Sons of four.
All right, we out of here.
That was Jenkins and Jones. Thank you so much for fucking with us. Make sure you share all the content you're seeing out there, please. Make sure you subscribe to The Volume on YouTube. Make sure you give us 5 stars. Make sure you tell all your friends to subscribe to the show. And we will see you guys on Thursday. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.